infinity and beyond.
Geelong's very own drive show.
Into some weird things.
Most spectacularly average.
It's not that hard.
Kirby and Josh.
Houston, we have a problem.
K-Rock 955.
You know what? I had a lot of fun today.
Yeah, learnt a lot. Learnt that you actually can play the guitar.
Yeah, well.
Hidden little talent by you.
Yeah, I've worked on it. I've sporadically worked on it. You go through phases.
Yeah. Sometimes it's staring at you. You just need to pick up the wooden tool.
The wooden tool, yeah. I hid it for a while because I didn't want it to look. You know, I was like, oh, I'm going to do 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
I don't like feeling regret or disappointment, so I got rid of it.
Well, you did okay.
How well did I go? We'll find out a little later on. You had to try and guess the songs. Found out a bit about shapes, which was interesting.
Interesting. By Arnott's himself. As well as that, we had The Price is Right, which I must admit is probably up there with one of the greatest games of The Price is Right.
It was tense, wasn't it? Went to a decide, which it hasn't gone to for a while, actually. Yeah. We went to a tiebreaker. Geez, it was good. It was good.
That's all I'll say.
There's a lot of tension between us after it as well. Yeah, it's all happening. Mozzie Facts, you'll learn a lot today. That's for
it.
Sure.
Ad game, bit of fun too.
Listen to it right now. Now, Herbie, we've been locked down for God knows how long. It's been a long, long time.
It's dragged on.
And during that time, everyone sort of developed new skills. Or certainly at the start, they got very keen.
So creative. You could tell when it was lockdown one because everyone was like, woohoo, let's do some chalk out the front. We're going to do board games, puzzles.
Right. You know, let's get a blank canvas and paint.
Yes.
You know, I'll get the studio set up for myself. You know,
lockdown eight. It was where's Netflix at? I've got to find something I haven't
Squid
already watched.
Games. Come on, let's go. But according to Fender, obviously the guitar group.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of people have learned how to play the guitar.
Of course they have.
Now.
Of course they've picked up the old guitar.
Now that was one of the things I did pick up.
Did you?
I thought is the time to just, you know. I've always had the musical talent in me.
Never got the
chance to express myself.
So you wanted to pluck a few strings?
I've been always, you know, just involved in sports and everything else. Never really got to explore my musical side. So I thought,
did you play an instrument at school?
I played the bassoon for a year.
So musically talented, you are.
I was.
Bassoons are the guitar.
I quit because it was the worst one, but then they tried to keep me. I was like, no, I'm not doing it.
So but I thought, back.
Let's be a rock star. You know, guitar, maybe I'm a freak at it, you know.
So you've been practicing for
I wouldn't say I'm not a freak, you know, but I'm out there. So I've brought it in. I want to see how good it is. And, you know, there's a lot of songs out there that are just four chords.
Yeah, well, Wonderwall, I reckon everyone knows that one, whoever's got a guitar. Bring that out at a party and you're like, yeah, we get it.
That's one of the popular ones. And then there's a lot of chords that just have the same four chords and you can just play it. So I thought, you know, we'll tune up the guitar. I'll play it. You just have to guess what it is. See what level I'm at to.
You're not good at music.
I played to Topic. He said I needed auto-tune. You know the DJ?
Yeah.
He's like, no.
Okay.
He's like, you're no good.
All right.
I quit after that.
Well,
I'm bringing it back up.
Well,
let's just tune it. Let's just tune it back up. Yeah. Oh, she's sounding good.
What are you doing?
Just strumming. Getting my wrists loose. You got to do that. Me and the biz like to call that the shaking it up. All right, first song.
Okay.
Here we go. I was just going
to. So I've got to guess which this song
is. Any ideas?
Dun, dun.
And I'm going to say, if you get it, I think I'm playing the wrong song.
Is it Jason Mraz, I'm Yours?
Oh, that was so close. It wasn't. It was this one.
Okay.
Did that sound
James
any good?
Blunt?
Yeah, this is James Blunt. All right, we'll do this one.
I would say you weren't very close there.
Okay.
But I'll give you a second chance.
Ease up, here we go. Oh, sorry. Wrong chord there.
Can I have a clue? Because
I think I've gone off. I think I'm playing Dancing at the Opera there. Any ideas?
What was the clue?
It's an old Maroon 5 song.
She Will Be Loved.
Oh, I've got this helmet. I'm a freak.
Sign him up.
I'm so good. I'm going out on tour. I love it. Me and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I got some prices that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put you both to the test. Search Marketplace. A can of mace? Goodness gracious, it's the Price is Right.
Oh, it is the Price is Right. What did you think that it said instead of a can of mace? You had something else, didn't you?
I can't remember it.
I think it wasn't. G-rated, so we
can't repeat it.
Welcome, Bilbo, from Promotions. How are you?
Good, Josh.
Herbie.
Huh. And it's begun. It's begun. Everyone,
yes,
welcome.
It has
it's
begun.
Not the prices, right?
The
it
even,
is.
The even playing field has begun.
The boys' club.
You won last week, remember?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
exactly.
Remember? Anywho, let's play a fair game today.
Here we go. Fair game, number one. All right, the first.
Items from around Geelong, the surf coast. First to best of three.
Okay. Full-sized hand chair. So it's the shape of
the
hand
ones.
That you sit in.
What colour?
It's pink. Bright pink.
Pink. Great for a girl's room.
Absolutely.
Actually, my brother would love that too.
I think it would suit anyone. Located in Torquay. It's huge.
They're massive.
Huge.
They're great.
They're
quite comfortable. I haven't bought one. I've just seen them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say too expensive. Don't know why I'm helping you out.
It looks like something out of Spy Kids.
Yes. Yes.
Like the very first one.
Gosh, I'm with you, Josh. I don't know either. Okay, just do your gut. Do your gut.
Yeah, that's... I think I changed mine.
I think I've gone...
Shouldn't have done
way
it.
Way too high.
All right, we'll start with Josh. Josh has come in at 55 buckaroonies.
Herbaloon.
Herbie, a little bit north of there, $120.
I'd say you're closer.
The pink hand chair located in Torquay is up here for $120. It goes to Herbie. Right on the money.
You look like you've just won the lotto or something.
It's the best win you could ever have.
Arms went up in the air. You covered your mouth.
And if Doug is like, oh my God. Your life is complete. Let's just cheating. Call it here.
Okay. Oh, good.
That felt so good.
Number two. It's like you'd won the actual prizes, right?
See, now go with your gut. All right, number two. A Supreme 220 SP wake boat. Also located in Torquay. So it's a 2003 model. I mean, freshwater use. It's got a subwoofer. I'll give
you wouldn't even know where to start. No clues now.
I'll just say it's a little bit more expensive than the was. Okay, so we'll start with you, Herbie. So Herbie's coming at $14,500.
Oh, yep. Damn it.
Josh.
I think I'm gone too low, though.
Has come in at $17,000.
Yeah.
It's up here for $40,000. The win goes to Josh.
Oh, wow.
I almost gave it away.
It's okay.
40 grand. Jeez.
I thought it would be quite exy. Why'd I say 14? That's ridiculous, Herbie.
I mean, how are you to know? If you're not into boating and marining.
It's true.
All
right. It's a tie.
The tie break.
Okay.
So it's a...
Don't death stare me. I'm just playing the game like a friend.
Don't drop the F word. Friend. Please.
All right.
This is for two in a row for you, Herbie, and one in a row for Josh. A Beatrix Potter knitting book. Located in Geelong, and the description is full of beautiful Beatrix Potter designs to knit. I mean, obviously, it's a knitting book.
A knitting book.
Maybe 20 years old.
A number came to me right at the start,
yeah,
so I'm writing it down.
And I just don't reckon it's anywhere near what it's going to be.
Start with you, Herbie. Yeah. Herbie's coming at $8.
Oh, no. We've gone. There's going to be a winner.
Josh has come in at $35.
$35.
She could be...
I don't know.
She could be the Ronaldo of the knitting world. I don't know.
I mean, it is just knitting, Josh, so do take it easy. So the Beatrix Potter knitting book is up here for $35. It goes to Josh.
Yes.
Unheard of. Right on the money.
That hurts.
The arrogance of when you got your first one, the arms were up in the air.
It wasn't arrogance. It was shocked that I got it right. Far out.
Maybe
knitting would cost that much.
Well, we all know now that Josh's secret hobby is knitting over lockdown.
She is the Ronaldo of the knitting world.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
on K-Rock 955.
We were very lucky, not so much today, but the last couple of days with the weather. Gorgeous weather, which gets you so excited for summer.
I mean, you look outside now and you're like,
It's still coming. Summer's still coming. But what's coming with summer is mosquitoes. They love it.
Oh, they're annoying.
I just forget how much I hate them because they disappear for a while.
Yeah, and I get smashed by them.
Yes.
So when I go to the park or something, we're all just like, oh, geez, the dogs are covered in mosquitoes. And you're like, oh, time to go.
Time to go. Saturday, I was down at the beach at Torquay, got them on my ankle.
Really?
Already? Yeah. I'm like, it's too early. I don't like them. But there is a way we can potentially, I can't say get rid of them, but not have them around us because scientists over in the States have worked out that mosquitoes, they like to mate when there's a low vibration around them. And so what they found, if you play a bit of dubstep, so Skrillex, let's say, then it disrupts the signals between the mosquitoes and so then they can't meet up to have some fun times.
It's definitely a nighttime thing, wouldn't it?
Yes.
You're not playing that early in the morning, aren't you, to get rid of anything?
That's right. But it's not the only thing. Mosquitoes, they're annoying buggers.
Mm.
And you know why? Because there's over 3,500 species of them.
Jeez.
It's just too much. Lucky for us, though, only a couple of hundred feast on human blood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Only a couple hundred,
which is nice.
Well, they seem to all find me.
That's it. they can't fly very far. So they stay around 3 miles is their radius, which I found quite odd. I was thinking maybe I saw one at lunch and then at home, he followed me there.
Yes, it's like 5Ks essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
They're under lockdown too.
But but you know you're saying you get bitten and I get bitten? I'll tell you why. And some of these I understand.
Am I going to like the reason? Or is it?
You're not going to like one of them.
Okay.
So sweat, they love it.
Oh, yeah, I'm a sweater.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we're leakers. So, of course they're going to come chewing at our skin. Second one, body heat can lead to more bites.
Oh, yeah.
We run hot.
I'm warm.
We got the cooling on now. Look at today.
It's not a warm day
out there. But this is what's going to ruin every summer. And it's not mosquitoes because they are drawn to people who drink beer.
Oh, of course.
I mean, give up. That's the drink of summer. That's the lager.
And it's a double whammy as well because you can't feel them when you're drinking beers and then all of a sudden you wake up.
They got
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh on K-Rock 955.
I want to have a bit of shapes chat with you.
Shapes.
The Arnott's shapes.
Oh, what a classic.
And I say this because if you bring up Arnott's shapes to anyone, they will voice some kind of opinion on them. So the chat is quite detailed in the end.
Do you know what? I would have doubted you before we did that around the office today. Like, what's your favourite shape?
That's it.
Deep dive. And everyone knew how to rank them.
That's it. They do. And everyone, they love to share their opinion on it. And because of that, Arnott's themselves have finally stepped in because so many people have been debating for years which is the best flavour. And normally you would think pizza v barbecue.
Oh, I'd say barbecue hands down.
I mean,
it depends if you really want the pizza.
I'm pizza.
Yeah, I like barbecue. I like the original.
But that's the thing. There's so many flavours these days that the argument, well, it's opened up. It really has. And so shapes have come out and they have confirmed which is their most popular, so the favourite flavour of 2021.
Yeah, right, okay.
In official statement. What would you think?
I'm still going to go with barbecue.
I just think
it's the original. It's the one everyone came to know and love.
Fair enough. Well, they have said, we see a lot of love for all of our flavours, but the winner this year is a firm favourite, chicken crimpy.
Oh, see, that'd be like way down the list
for
me.
See, I don't mind chicken crimpy. I don't mind.
It's definitely not in my top two.
It's up there as Australia's number one, but you did say you wanted barbecue. Turns out that's Victoria's favourite.
Yeah, and I am a Victorian.
New South Wales, they like chicken crimpy.
See, exactly.
Tasmania, neck and neck with pizza and barbecue. Queensland likes chicken crimpy.
See, exactly. Look at those two states. Yeah,
a little bit odd.
Yeah.
Those aged 65 and over are the lovers of cheese and bacon.
Oh.
A bit of a curveball.
Well, I guess you sort of, your taste buds sort of start to go, don't they?
But this has got to be the biggest curveball of all time. I'll let that slide. ACT.
Yeah.
Their number one flavour. It is not barbecue. It isn't pizza. It isn't chicken crimpy. It is nacho cheese.
I've never even heard of that one.
The blue box. Nacho cheese.
I didn't even
cheese.
Know that was a flavour. Is that a newer flavour?
It's newer, but I've had it before. Have you not had it?
Nah. I stick to... Oh, mate, I'm an original man. I go to the barbecue, maybe I'll venture to the pizza.
I knew you'd say this. So what I've done, if I've got some shapes, I'm going to crack open the barbecue so you can wet your palate with your favourite.
Yeah, righto. So this is, you know...
Yeah, this
and
is...
I'm still mind-blown about the fact that the shape of the shape is on the box.
Exactly.
I mean, that was just a...
Whoever realised that shocked everyone that day. And then I do have the nacho cheese, because I just find it baffling.
That barbecue is just so good.
I think that the ACT picking this as their favourite flavour, something's a bit NQR over there.
Hold on.
We already know they're a bit of an odd state.
I'm waiting my palate. Maybe I should have a coffee.
Don't. No, you've wet your palate? Just, okay. Yeah. There's nacho cheese.
Let's see if this
Now let me know. You love barbecue, so do Victorians.
That's a weird shape too. I don't really like the shape of it.
You really off them.
Well, I'll put that on record.
Okay. He's trying the nacho cheese. Let us know, Josh. Do Canberra have something right for once? Or are we still saying they've got it wrong?
You know what? They're definitely wrong.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. With Herbie and Josh.
You look so hot today.
Like a sunrise.
Look, we see ads, we hear them all the time, but how much are you paying attention is what we want to know right now, Josh.
Only to the good ones.
Yeah, some are really just, they're great.
But even then, this is where I fall over in this game, is that I just love the ad so much, I forget who's advertising to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more, I think it's like a movie.
You
know? I'm quoting
Did you catch
it. I'm quoting it like the notebook. You
it's
know?
A blockbuster.
It's so good.
So what I've done is I've taken a look back at some ads, and all you have to do is work out which is the brand behind it, Josh.
Alrighty, let's get it underway with the first ad then.
Tomato and basil. Crushed tomato and basil.
Diced tomato and basil.
Crushed tomato and fresh basil.
Is that a supermarket and he's Ooh. Trying to decide on, obviously, he's crushed
yeah.
tomato and basil? Or, which, may I add, I get confused too. What is really the difference?
I don't know. Hold on, I need some more.
Whole tomato and basil. Italian tomato and basil. Basil tomato and basil.
His voice
are they,
is going to be older.
Are they pasta sauces?
They're part. Well,
is it pasta sauce or is it tuna?
No. But listen, his voice has gotten older while he's trying to make this decision.
Curry tomato.
Dad! Whoa! Where have you been?
I'm going to go with Dolmio's.
It's not pasta sauce.
Don't waste your life in the sauce aisle. Unlike other supermarkets, Aldi only stocks the best, so you save time and money. That's a good difference.
So clever.
They are smart ads, Aldi.
You know what they are? Streamlined, aren't they?
Yes.
Sometimes I like being confused, though. You know, sometimes I want a lot of...
Go to that middle aisle. You'll be confused.
Yeah, yeah. Why is it here? Oh, that's annoying.
That's all right. You can come back from this. You can get the next two, Josh.
Yeah.
This but one.
It's always hard. You always want the first one. Anyway.
Bit of an older one.
Mm.
More early 2000s.
Okay.
All right. This time, if the cream's on my side, you're going to have to marry Emily Stevens.
Ugh.
Oh.
Two little boys.
See it in the playground, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. If it's on my side, you're going to marry. Laura Fisher.
Oh. I love.
Oh, what are they doing? They're playing a game.
It's recess.
It's a lunchbox thing. It's something in the lunchbox.
It's something in the lunchbox. Ooh.
Oh, is it?
If the cream's on your side, you're marrying her.
Oh,
if the cream's on my side.
It's Oreos, isn't it?
You got it.
Okay. Twist. Both sides. Bachelors.
It is Oreos.
Love that.
Well done,
Love
Josh.
That. They were splitting something up.
Such a good ad.
Good ad. Great ad.
Great ad. Well done. Well done. All right, let's bring it home.
Okay.
To make clothes like a cuckoo.
This one is the cutest ad in the world.
Yeah, but a bit of language.
It's a kid.
I can still make you my baby's first so nice.
making the bathroom nice. It's something. Is it a scent?
You've gotten her word wrong.
Oh, have I? Hold on. Can I listen?
It's just to make my Yankees feel so nice.
No, I've got no idea what she's saying. She needs to go a little bit more literate.
Thank you for making my blanky smell so nice.
Oh, blanky. Okay, so it's a wash. It's a detergent.
Thank you for having a cuddly word for me.
Cuddly. It's something. There's ducks there, isn't there? There's ducks on it. It's not. Oh, what's the brand called? I don't know.
Well, the next bit isn't the brand. But it sort of is the brand.
Oh, I've never bought washing stuff in my life.
I will let you know that they have mentioned the brand.
Already?
Yeah.
Well, how was I going to decipher it?
And you've said the brand as well.
Cuddly.
Yes!
That's a good one.
Yes!
Oh, well done, Josh.
Yes, well done. Such a cute ad.
Yeah, that's incredible. Oh, wow. I'm glad. 2 from 3.
You did all right. Well done.
And I had to decipher non-English words that were just the kids.
Mate,
just,
you've got a 9 month.
And she's not far enough along.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 PM weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
To be honest, you're trying to distract Chandra and you distracted me, so. Great job on that one. This is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Could be anything. Okay. Stuff I've noticed that you've done. Okay. Or stuff that's in the news.
All right.
Eating seaweed.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I love it when it's wrapped around sushi. They now have it in packets. You can have little bits. Mm. But then I also watched this documentary Alone on SBS, and they have to survive just being, you know, dropped in the jungle.
Yeah, that's
and they
right.
always eat seaweed. It's very nutritious.
Yeah, right, okay.
So, yes, Josh, of course.
Thank you for that. So, obviously, we know that cows are one of the big producers of methane, probably like one of the greatest.
They cause a lot.
Yeah, they do. 25% apparently. So what they've tried to do is study how they can reduce that number. And what they've done over in the States is take away grain and they've put them on a seaweed diet.
Oh.
And that reduced it by 20%.
So if you're a little bit gassy, maybe you should just start smashing some seaweed.
No, it's not that. It's the actual methane. The actual gas itself.
I know a few people who could have had some, if yeah. not.
Smash mouth.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Just makes me think of Shrek.
Great movie, wasn't it?
Oh.
So good.
Smash mouth, they're so good.
They actually had like 4
bangers.
I think, hits inside the top 20, I think, across their journey, which is pretty great. They're still going. Steve Harwell, though, has retired. And so what happened was he was doing a performance in New York because they've opened up and they're doing gigs again.
Yep.
I think he might have been under the influence because apparently he was slurring and then bagging out the audience and swearing at them, which is never going to be great.
No.
And then so he stepped down now, and that I'm guessing will be the end of Smash Mouth, yeah. won't it?
I was about to say, do they continue or do you go? You don't replace them at that age.
Lead singer, probably not. No, yeah. I wouldn't have thought so. Last one, wine and cheese.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I mean, it's Wednesday. Why not? Oh, my gosh. I love wine and cheese. I love all cheeses as well. Don't discriminate. Put them all on the plate. And, yes, I'll dabble in all the wines too. Why not? Oh, Joshy.
Isn't it good? The only thing is a cheese board. Cheese, you don't want too much on there because I'll fill up. I'll fill up on it and I'm not eating the dinner that you've prepared.
That's it. And I keep picking. As soon as I know I'm full, I just keep going because it's in front of you. And that's the thing. You just chip away at it.
And you don't even want it. You just keep going.
It's exactly.
Like, yum, yum, yum.
It's
and then
just delightful.
You put cheese on a different cracker and then different and then dips and stuff. Oh,
a nice red, I'd feel at the moment.
Apparently, Prince Charles's 51-year-old Aston Martin actually runs on wine and cheese. So it's the surplus English white wine, and it's the whey from the cheese process that actually get his car to run.
That is just bonkers.
Isn't that just the most elite thing you've ever heard? Like,
it's so royal, isn't it?
Like, if there's a separation between, us and the royals, it's that his car runs on wine and cheese.
I'm on unleaded.
Such a demon supporter thing to do, isn't it?
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Going to get your help in just a second. 5223 2955, and I should say anyone that calls the show into the draw for a $150 voucher for a Cut Above Family Butcher. Best meat in town, direct to your door.
Perfect. Maybe. It's Drawn Friday, so perfect thing for the weekend.
100%. So we were talking before how weddings, you know, there's always different celebrations. Normally it's a first dance.
That's a thing. But I think people these days are trying to get creative so their wedding can go viral.
That's
on either
right.
TikTok, Instagram, just the socials.
Well, this one's definitely gone viral, and it's not because of so much what they did, but a result of what they did. So the bride was adamant that they were going to play a game of rounders between her and her husband to celebrate their wedding together.
I mean, maybe that's something that they've shared in throughout their love.
So basically it's a game of baseball with just a softball.
Yeah. It's quite an intense game for a wedding.
Yeah, I'd say so too. You know, anyway, it's supposed to be a bit of fun.
She wearing her kicks? Like what?
She is wearing runners and she's holding one hand on her dress, pulling it up so that she can run if she has to. The other is on the bat ready to swing. He throws like just a lob one to, like, you know.
Underarm.
That's right. That's just it. To make sure that she's going to hit it off and then they can run around.
Yeah.
It'd be awkward otherwise.
But yeah. Ooh, strikes her out.
She smashed it.
Did she?
Absolutely just. It was like
no
Don
wonder
Bradman.
She wanted to do it.
Had her eye in for sure. Bang. Got him in the privates. No. He's down. She hasn't even recognised. She's running around trying to go.
She's home
one,
run.
First. That's right. She's just gone. Bang. Doesn't look at. Everyone's laughing at her husband who's now on the ground. You know,
got him in the googlies.
It hurts.
Ooh.
And you know, obviously, you know, that would probably
that
be the end
damage.
Of his
damage.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the end of his wedding night. That's for sure.
Yeah, you would not be thinking that'd be celebrating further than
no,
that ceremony.
Absolutely not. 5223 2955. What got you in the privates? We've done this before, and we've had some absolute ripper calls, like this one from Dylan.
So I was playing cricket and. The ball got smacked towards my way and I wasn't paying attention and got me right in the clackers and, yeah, I went down like a sack of potatoes. But I saved the four, though.
That's all that matters.
5223 2955. What got you in the privates? It always hurts. I don't know why you're clenching.
Why am I clenching?
It's a bit different. For
it still hurts.
Does it? Yeah.
Oh, it still hurts for females, but not the same. But I'm clenching because you know the stories are just
painful.
You just know what's about to happen. No matter what. It's not like, oh, it got me in the privates and that was nice.
What got you in the privates? Anyone that calls into the draw for that $150 voucher. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. I'm asking the question on 5223 2955. What got you in the privates? Everyone in the draw for that $150 voucher as well, Herbie.
As soon as you say that, my body tenses up, and I feel like that's a common reaction to many people because you go, oh.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it hurts, like, oh. Doesn't it?
And when you see it happen too, your face, oh, that's straight away.
We have had some great stories before, like Britta who dobbed in her brother.
Camping one and the meal for the night was 2 minute noodles.
Yum.
Had the cup between his legs and full of boiling water. Accidentally slipped. And just went and cut the whole area.
Was he okay?
He recovered fine.
Yeah.
I'm told there were purple blisters.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have asked that question.
Oh, that was a painful one.
It's not good. I had one of my mates had a beauty at the start of the year. We were in Queensland.
I love that.
And we were just having fun in the pool. And you know when you're throwing a ball into the pool and one person like dives to try and catch it one-handed?
Yeah.
So you look kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And so my mate, he'd gotten two in a row. He goes, all right, let's go for the hat trick. Let's go for the hat trick. And so now we're all around, you know, this is exciting. Clapping it in, going, come on, Charlie, come on. He leaps. The next thing you know, my friend Del piffs the ball thinking, make it harder for him.
He's going to catch it.
We caught it all right.
Oh,
not
on
the hands.
That's just painful.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.